The Lord of Lords, the great I am. We bow before you, God. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Let's just lift our hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords all over this place. You know, the Word of God says that His sons and daughters know His voice. And when we cry out to Him, He hears us. He hears our cry. And when He hears our cry, everything changes. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything changes today. Everything changes today. Because Jesus Christ has heard our cry.
We cry out for you, God. We cry out for your Spirit, God. We lift our heads with one voice. We cry out for your Spirit, God. And we cry out for you.
Feel your spirits, a rushing wind, I hear it.
me with your presence. I wanna know your fragrance. God, I'm bowing down before your throne. I feel the breath of God. I feel the touch of love. I feel your spirit flowing through my veins. And we cry out for you.
Jesus, sing it out. Jesus.
You know, blind Bartimaeus, he cried out and he said, "Lord, Lord." And the disciples even said, "Don't bother the king. He doesn't hear you." But he cried out even more and he said, "Lord, Lord, Lord, you gotta hear me." And then Jesus turns around and says, "Who is that crying out to me right now? Who has got my attention right now?" It was someone who was blind but wanted to see. Guys, it's time for us to lift our hands. It's time for us to cry out for the king. It's time for us to give the Lord a shout of praise. It's time for us to continue shouting, to just continue crying out, because he hears us. He hears our prayer. And we're going to raise a shout over Seattle. We're going to raise a shout over America. And the blind will see, and the lame will walk, and we will walk. We will walk in the days of revival, because Jesus says, even greater things you will see. Even greater things you will see in this lifetime, because you are living in the last of days. If you believe that, raise a shout to the King. Oh.
Silence, fear, Jesus, Jesus.
is the light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome.
Your hands all over this place, everyone in this place receiving the glory and the power of God. All of his promises are yes and amen. There's no shadow of turning in the Father of lights. I said there's no shadow of turning in the Father of lights, and what he promised, he will make a reality. God speaks and reality changes. Your reality changes when God utters a word, because the very same words that created the universe, those very same words are your advocate. They are protecting you. Those very same words silence fear every time. You don't have to be afraid, because all of his promises, all of his promises are yes and amen. All of his promises are yes and amen. Come on, raise a shout. Give the Lord glory. Oh.
Faithful you are. promises, oh yes, you name it. Faithful you are.
Yeah.
Faithful forever you will be. Faithful you are. 'Cause all your promises, oh yes, you name it. All your promises, all your promises, oh yes, and amen, yeah. All your promises, yes, and amen. All your promises, yes, and amen. All your promises, yes, and amen. All your promises. Jesus never fails. And I will rest in your promises. My confidence is in your faithfulness. Come on. I will rest in your promises. My confidence. In your faithfulness, shout it out. I will rest in your promises. My confidence is in your faithfulness. And I will rest in your promises. My confidence is in your faithfulness. You guys, I know. But Psalm 3:7 says that my God will slap the face of my enemies. Come on, are you hearing me? My God will slap the face of my enemies. And if you got some praise in your heart, just slap the devil in the face with your praise, with a shout, with a shout. And it says, my God will slap the face of my enemies and knock his teeth out. Have you ever seen somebody without teeth? All respect to people that don't have teeth. It looks pretty funny when you lose them. So let me tell you something. The devil is going to try to say something to you, but because his teeth are knocked out, he's just like, I can't tell you why. I can't. Turn to your neighbor and say, the devil has been knocked down. God has knocked out the teeth of the devil and he can't speak a word to you. Because the word of Jesus is stronger. And the word of Jesus is greater. Come on, lift your hands all over this place if you believe with me. You know, I believe that we're in a season of rest. Everybody say the word rest. Rest. R-E-S-T. What that means is recovering every single thing. Say it with me. Recovering every single thing. R-E-S-T. We are in a season of rest. And God is getting ready to bless you. Because he silenced fear. He silenced the devil. Fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. Cast your fear in the fire. Because fear is a liar. But Jesus. Jesus is the name that is above every name. And what the devil tried to steal from you, he's going to have to give back 7 times over. And he's going to be sorry that he messed with you. I said he's going to have to be sorry that he messed with you, because I will rest in his promises and my faithfulness is in him. Amen. Oh, and I will rest in your promises. My confidence is in your faithfulness. Shout it out. This is our declaration. I will rest. My confidence. You are faithful. You are faithful. And I will rest in your promise.
Fullness of joy. In his presence is everything that you need. So just reach out to the heavens right now and just receive it. Everything that you need is in his presence. Healing is in his presence. Business ideas that you need are in his presence. Restoration is in his presence, because his name is higher. Higher than any other name. Higher than any other name. You know, there's a Hebrew word for praise that I really like. The Hebrew word is shabak. And it's kind of a wild word, because it means a shout that brings peace. You're like, what do you mean? How could a shout bring peace? And what I've always remembered is, I can remember when my room was dirty as a little kid, and my mom opened the door and she said, "What's going on here?" And there's complete peace afterwards. There's like complete peace. I'm telling you that God is raising a shout in his people that is bringing peace to the nation. If you believe that, just lift your hands with me all over this place. courage from God's throne room is rising up in people. And I'm telling you, we're going to see a different America than we've seen before. We're going to see a different Seattle than we've seen before. Because courage is rising up. The incense is rising and rising and rising and rising. And God feels it. He's like, oh my gosh, I can hear him. I can hear him pray. I can hear him cry out. I can hear him quote the word. I can hear him do the work of the Father. I can hear it, and I cannot ignore it. I have to come down in my glory. I have to give them my courage. Courage from his throne room.
We burn fire. God makes a way. Holy God, you are holy.
There's no one like you. There's none besides you. You are holy, God. You are holy, God. There's no one like you. There's none besides you. You are holy, God. You are holy. There's no one like you. There's none besides you. You are holy, God. There's no one like you. There's none besides you. You are holy, God. You are holy, God. There's no one like you. There's none besides you. You are holy, God. Exalt your name. Cancer is leaving somebody's body right now. God is healing you right now. You should say goodbye to that cancer, because the blood of Jesus is stronger.
Your blood is stronger. Your blood is greater than any other. There's no